Imagine a family stands in front of you in crisis. Problem after problem is presented to you to solve. Divorce, illness, religion, abuse. This is the plight of a family court judge in the new novel by celebrated British writer Ian McEwan. It's called The Children Act, and Meg Wolitzer has this review.
Ian McEwan's novels tend to be so well made, you almost feel like they should come with a seal of approval. You never have to worry about the writing, it's always first rate. The structure tends toward perfection, and the whole thing is usually put together by a sharp intellect. So we can take all of that for granted and focus on the story. The Children Act is a muscular little novel. It's about a judge whose ruling decides the fate of a teenager in ways she didn't intend or imagine. The case is ripped from the headlines. A boy from a family of Jehovah's Witnesses is diagnosed with leukemia. His religion forbids the blood transfusion that he needs to stay alive. He's refusing treatment. But he's underage, so it falls to the court to decide, and specifically to a 59-year-old high court judge named Fiona May. On the night the book begins, her husband comes home and tells her he is considering having an affair. Shocked and furious, she tells him to leave. But in the middle of their argument, she gets a call about this case, and a few days into it, she decides she needs to meet the boy, Adam, in person in order to rule on whether he understands the ramifications of his refusal. Even though McEwan has described to the press decisions to let children die because of religious beliefs as utterly perverse and inhumane, what makes this book fine and masterful, what makes it a McEwan novel, is that he lets us see the human dimension of the legal dilemma. When Fiona finally meets Adam, the novel soars. It was a long, thin face, ghoulishly pale but beautiful, McEwan writes, with crescents of bruised purple fading delicately to white under the eyes. And as the door swung closed behind her with a pneumatic sigh, she gathered he was telling her how strange it was he had known all along that she would visit him. From the moment they meet, the novel goes electric. The quiet pain of the faltering marriage is sidelined by the connection between a distinguished woman judge and a dying, sensitive boy. It brings to mind religious iconography, the Madonna and child, even as the reach and cost of religion are called into question. I wasn't entirely comfortable with McEwan's description of Fiona's childlessness, which seemed a little bit of a stereotype. I'd have been fine watching the mystery of their unusual relationship as it is revealed without the help of this backstory. At under 250 pages, this is one of McEwan's short novels. It doesn't have the luxurious sprawl of Atonement, which many people consider his masterpiece. Instead, it's a novel that was written with the briskness of a brilliant legal brief and the graceful control found in the work of few other writers. In the end, I couldn't help but feel, Ian McEwan, I'd know you anywhere.
The book is The Children Act by Ian McEwan. Author Meg Wolitzer had our review.